Hey, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dana. We are competitors turned besties turned co-founders, and together we've taught thousands how to handcraft the perfect cozy knit with our chunky blanket kits.
So join us as we grow our side hustle.
All while balancing marriage, motherhood, friendship, full-time careers, and the inevitable mess that comes when those areas of your life get tangled up.
So snuggle in, pour yourself a glass of wine,
or maybe not if you're driving,
and find comfort in knowing you're not the only one hiding from a toddler right now. This is Tangled Up with Craft Happy. Well, hey, hey, welcome back to the Tangled Up podcast. I am Kristen.
And I'm Dana.
Today we're going to talk to you guys. What episode are we on? Seven.
Seven. Lucky seven.
Yes, that just reminds me of the Friends episode with Monica. If you know, you know. Anyways, so today we're going to be talking about things we wish we knew back then, because we're officially old enough to reflect that far back.
Got it. I think this is going to be a really fun one because we're literally going to be talking a bit to our younger selves. And I'm a full believer that everything happens for a reason. And we wouldn't be here as individuals, as moms, as wives, as small business owners without like a particular set of events happening in a particular set of ways. But hindsight is 2020. So there's quite a few things I would change if I could go back. As happy as I am with where I am today, and you know, I'm sure you feel the same way.
Yep.
There's definitely some things we would adjust.
Yeah. So, I mean, do we just want to get right into this?
Yeah, we have a lot. We have a lot to say to our younger self.
We do. And we always talk a lot longer than we mean to. So let's just go ahead and start talking to teenage Dana and teenage Kristen, which probably from what we say, you might be able to figure out when this was, but I'll never tell. Never reveal.
Well, first, I need a visual. So I didn't know you in high school. I know you were a swimmer. So were you like in the jock athletics kind of grouping?
Not really, because I was a swimmer. No one really thought.
No, not all sports are treated the same.
That it was before, you know, Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte made swimming cool.
Got it.
They were also swimming when I was swimming. So they made it cool. So swimming was not cool when I was in high school. I did win top athlete of the entire school my senior year, though. So
like the superlative?
No, like I have a plaque.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like an awards dinner and like no one told anyone. So I wasn't even there. But
do you still have it?
I'm sure I do. Probably in this house because, you know, I live in the house I lived in high school. So it used to be up on the wall.
That's a story for another day.
So no, I would say I wasn't popular, but I wasn't not popular. I was more just smart and I swam a lot. And I would just be friends with like whoever I was in class with that year, because I would say my group of friends was really at the pool.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What about you? Tell me all about it.
All about high school Dana. High school Dana was going through a little bit of a phase out, I guess, because in middle school, you would never know this looking at me now, I was quite the skater punk, like literally a skater punk, like hung out at the skating rink with my rollerblades and my ball chain necklace, my black eyeliner. I would go to Hot Topic. I would save all of my money and go to Hot Topic and get parachute pants with like bungee cords. I had no idea.
I don't even know what to do with this. Kids today don't even know what Hot Topic is.
I don't know. Hot Topics are retro now. I think there's still like a handful of them left in malls if people actually go to malls. But
my favorite part about Hot Topic is they tried so hard not to fit in that they were just wearing stuff together. I was like, okay, so cool. You're not shopping at Abercrombie or Hollister because you don't want to try to fit in. But all of y'all look the same.
Yeah, it was the antithesis of that. But it was very much like the counterculture of Abercrombie and Hollister. And we would, you know, walk by and like, oh, you know, smell the cologne coming out of Hollister and be like, those preps, you know. But then, so that was middle school. So my high school years is when I then became one of them. And I leaned full on into the Abercrombie world with like, you know, the double polos and like I was starting to dye my hair blonde and all of that. So that was me in high school. I was coming out of that quite a bit. I was in like all the gifted classes, but I wouldn't say that I like hung out with the gifted kids necessarily. Like I still hung out with my middle school, you know, skater gang quite a bit.
Is that who you still hang out with today?
I do. Yeah. So anytime you see me on social, still like high school friends. Yeah. We've been together for quite a while and we're very different, which is just an interesting turn of events that we still kind of hang out on occasion.
You didn't leave. All y'all still there.
That's true. I never left the zip code. I like passed by my high school every time I dropped the girls off at grandma's house. And I'm like, I'm going to die here.
So what are some things, I guess, that you would tell your younger self? Like if you met Dana in high school and you'd be like, hey, girl.
I would say, hey, girl, put that French notebook down and go take Spanish.
So you went from Hot Topic to Emily in Paris.
Yes, but I don't even know what Emily in Paris is still saying. So I took 5 years of French. So I started actually in middle school. And then I took it all throughout high school. And like, I could probably pick up on a few words here and there, but like, French is not applicable to day to day. And people that can speak another language are just so much cooler anyway. Like, but Spanish makes way more sense. And I think that I didn't take it because like the class was full. So I was going to have to wait a semester to get in. And I was like, no, I don't have time for this. Just put me in French so I can get my credits. And I should have just waited.
Yeah. That's funny. So I grew up taking French because I went to private school for...
I did not know that.
Elementary and middle school. So I had to take French from like JK. Did I start? I don't know when we started taking French, but I remember we were taking French and, you know, all my friends were swimmers and like most of them didn't go to my school. They were all taking Spanish and I was so jealous. So by the time I got to middle school, they let me pick. So I took Spanish from middle school through college. But I still didn't learn it.
French when you were in like first grade, second grade?
Yeah.
That's when you're supposed to take it though. Like that's when you're supposed to absorb a language. Like I just didn't at all.
I could maybe count to 10, maybe to 3 now. Anyways.
What do you have? What's on your list of what you would tell your high school self?
I mean, there's a lot of things that I would tell my high school self. But I mean, I think at the top of the list would be learn more things. So like... As we're like, hey, learn how to make chunky blankets. As adults, we stop learning because we're like, oh. So like, I wish I would have learned to ski because I would love to go on a ski vacation and like actually ski instead of just like ride the little thing up to the place where you can eat, drink hot chocolate or something. And now I'm way too far from the ground. I'm not learning now. I'm very tall. Dana, I don't know if you know how to ski, but if you didn't, you're very close to the ground. It's still okay if you fall.
It still hurts. It still hurts. I don't know how to ski. I mean, I could get down a hill if I had to. I tried snowboarding the last time we went because I was just like, I feel like snowboarding looks cooler. But then I quickly realized that, no, I don't have any reason to be.
I don't know how to skateboard. Like, I don't know how to ski. I don't know how to dance. Like, I literally just know how to swim. And that doesn't really do anything for you as an adult. So that's kind of lame. I kind of wish I knew how to play golf. I like can't even hit the ball at Topgolf.
Yeah, I'm pretty embarrassed at myself. Like, I'll ask Kevin, I was just like, take a video of me. And I'll look and I'm just like, I can't even post this. Like, I was nowhere near anything. This isn't cute. How do people look cute doing this?
Because they practiced. They learned. And then I really wish I knew how to drive a stick shift.
Ooh, that'd be just like cool. I mean, do you know anyone that even has a stick shift? Like, do they even make, like, new cars don't have stick shifts, right?
I mean, I'm sure, like, if you got a sports car, that's a thing.
Oh, you think?
I don't know. My best friend in high school drove a stick. I thought it was so cool. It's just hot when a girl knows how to drive a stick.
It really is.
Yeah. So, and I would learn another language. Like, I knew Spanish pretty well, but, like, I didn't continue practicing it. So, like, I'm not very dangerous anymore with it.
That makes sense, though. I have another one for myself that I wish, I mean, my time hop still reminds me of pretty consistently. Stop posting so much dumb shit on social media. Because high school was really when like Facebook, I think it was just Facebook really, or MySpace was a little bit, maybe some Zanga. I posted so much dumb stuff.
Facebook didn't start when you were in high school. Facebook started when we were in college.
Disagree. Facebook started in 2005, 2006, something around then.
Is that not when you went to college?
I was still a high school senior, but I did joint enrollment. So I had a college email address. So I got on a year earlier than all my friends.
Oh, so you had to do MySpace, see?
Which is why I knew the Facebook so well for my first job.
The Facebook. I remember getting signed up for Facebook.
But like, I would post like such dumb stuff. Like I did all of those surveys that was like, you know, do you have any tattoos? Do you have any piercings? Like, what's your favorite song? And like, it still haunts me to this day, I feel like. I get sometimes in my time up too. It's like, Dana is, because you know, whenever the original Facebook came out, it was like, talk up to yourself in third person. And I'd be like, Dana is having a shit day. And I'll just look at those in the morning and I'm like, Dana is having a shit day. 17 years later.
Oh my God, that's a real number. It's like away messages. Remember away messages?
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh, AOL Instant Messenger. What was your screen name for AOL?
The longest running one was KO Blondie 16.
Mine was Broken Dolly because I came up with that like 8th grade, 9th grade. And it was because I was like, I'm a Barbie, but I'm broken inside. Because I go to Hot Topic. I just like, my life's so miserable. My middle class, my upper middle class life is so distressful.
Oh my God.
I know. So I would tell myself to also change my screen name. That's a good one.
Yeah. I would tell myself to stop tweezing my eyebrows because they didn't grow back.
Leave your eyebrows alone. If you were listening to this, it's just not worth it. Like, get rid of the unibrow, but that's it.
Yeah. I think I went like all the way like past where I was supposed to go, obviously. Thank God for microblading, but still, like, they're not how they probably would have been had I not touched them. And apparently eyebrows are trends. Like, if you look back through the times, like, you'll be able to figure out what decade it is from girls' eyebrows. And like, right now, you're supposed to look like the Schitt's Creek dad. Like, that's what your eyebrows are supposed to look like.
I don't know if you're supposed to be there.
But some of them, I'm just like, I mean, the Emily in Paris girl, her eyebrows are thick.
And they are amazing.
Yes, they're amazing. But like, we're going to look back at this and be like, what?
But she also has a team. She has like eyebrow teams. There has to be somebody like putting every little one in place.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine. I would also tell myself to say no to sun in that real quick, turn my hair orange.
So I never used sun in, but I was a part of a sun in focus group when I was younger. They found me at the mall and they asked if I used it. And I said yes, because I wanted to know what they were doing. And they offered me like $50. And it sounds super sketch now. Like, if anyone grabs you at the mall, first of all, what are you doing at a mall? But second of all, do not go like down some back hallway for a focus group when they're just grabbing some random girls out of the mall to take it. And I sat in a room and somebody like showed me all these different packages and they were asking us like opinions of how it looked and the model on the front and the cutouts and all this. And so that was actually like my first taste of marketing. I was like, you get paid to do this? What is this called?
And then also the other thing I would say no to is just like the glitter lip gloss, glitter eyeshadow, white eyeshadow. Like why didn't we just invent YouTube and have people teach us how to contour so we didn't have to have an awkward stage? Because these kids nowadays don't have awkward stages, and it's not fair.
It's not fair. Yeah, white eyeliner. So my eyes are already very large. And apparently white eyeliner makes your eyes look larger. And so that trend was not a positive one for me. I just like looked bug-eyed all throughout school. Like,
that was like eighth grade for me was white eyeliner. I can see the chubby stick that I used. I can still see it upstairs in this house. Yeah. So those are the things. I mean, so learn things, say no to some dumb stuff. And then just to hop on a soapbox, like, high school does not matter in the grand scheme of things. Like, be who you are. Don't worry about it. Like, if high school sucks, cool. Maybe the rest of your life will be better. If high school's great for you, watch out. You don't want to peak in high school.
I was going to say, like, don't peak in high school. Don't. Because it's not, you have a whole life ahead of you. And I know a lot of people that were, you know, the most amazing, beautiful people, the Kardashians at our school, right? And they are no longer. So look forward to the glow up. It's coming.
Glow up. Heck yeah. Get through high school. I mean, I enjoy high school. I would go back and do it again.
I would. I had a good high school experience. It was fun. I was working at Outback at the time. I would tell myself not to work so hard because I've had a job since I was 15. And I don't remember like ever having any time off or breaks or anything. And I just remember picking up lots of shifts. And I mean, you know, when you're young, your work friends are your friends too. And so I enjoyed it. But
yeah,
I think I took it a little too seriously and I should have like, you know, blow off a couple of shifts. Like, there's no...
Did you cut school? Did you ever like ditch school?
No, never.
Never?
No, never.
Just show up late. Anyways.
No, I was a goody two shoes for sure.
I mean, I'm pretty much that way now. I mean, I don't even jaywalk. I don't like to be against the law. All right. So 20 somethings. What would you tell your 20 something self?
I think the obvious one is this is probably the skinniest you're ever going to be. So like wear the crop top. Because you're going to have to really try and get to that skinny phase again. And it's a lot more effort than just waking up. Like, do you remember your body when you were in your 20s? Like, And we were so like critical of ourselves too, right? That's also when you have no confidence.
Have you seen that thing floating around the internet that's like your 30 something self tells your 20 something self and it goes all the way up to like 85? Have you seen that? And it'll make you cry. Like it'll, maybe not you, but like it makes me cry when I read it because it's like your 50 something self just wishes that their body didn't hurt. And like your 70 something, like it just gets really deep. I should have like looked at it before this, but I didn't think about it till right now. But I'm sure all of our listeners out there, maybe you guys have seen it, but I think it's just so true. We're just always so critical. So yeah, just wear the crop top, especially nowadays because everything's high-waisted. It was harder back then. It was low-rise.
And now low-rise jeans are back? Like, I cannot. I can't. What's on your list? What would you tell your 20-something self?
Use good skincare. I don't think I washed my face with something other than Clean and Clear until I was 30. Clean and Clear and under control. That's what I was doing.
At least you washed your face.
When I showered. And then I would just use a makeup wipe at night if I took my makeup off. If. I took my makeup off because I didn't wear that much makeup back then either.
Yeah, I can't imagine going to bed with my makeup on now. My sister still does that. Shout out Marissa. Wash your face right now. If you're listening to this, Marissa, go wash your makeup off. She's wearing 3-day-old makeup right now. I know it. And every time I see her, and she's 30, I'm like, at some point, your face is not going to absorb it as it should.
This is what I think happens in your 20s. I mean, it definitely happened to me. Like, you think that it's not going to happen to you. You don't think. Like, I didn't ever imagine myself in my 30s. Like, what's going to happen? Like, I was just going to be young forever. And like, whatever was happening to those people in their 30s, that wasn't going to happen to me. So like, I was in the tanning bed, get out of the tanning bed, just get a spray tan, follow some influencer, get the tanner that she's recommending that doesn't smell like fake tanner, get you a little glove, do that. Don't just go lay in a cancer box. I don't recommend it.
Lay in a cancer box and get the little Playboy bunny to see your tan.
If you ever did that, it's time to start using eye cream. But no, like literally, the best wrinkle is the one you never get. So wash your face now. My whole goal is to like
write that, put that on a t-shirt.
Okay, yes, I will. I'm sure it's on a t-shirt actually, because I stole that from Rodan and Fields. But like that whole life that I lived. And learn again. So now you're in your 20s, like learn about investing your money. I feel like everyone's like, oh, my job is a 401k. Like, do you know what that means? I had no idea what that meant. I just knew that was like something for retirement, but like, that's all I did. And I was always in like sales roles. So I didn't even realize it wasn't investing my commission. So I was just investing this tiny bit of money and I could have invested myself, but I didn't take the time to learn. And I wasn't like with anyone, like none of my friends were doing that. Like didn't have a boyfriend at the time that was like into that. So learn about that yourself. There's so many cool podcasts out there for like girls, like with good with money or stuff. I feel like that's just like, do it now, like before you get married, like before you buy a house, before you, God forbid, have kids and have to pay like a mortgage and daycare costs, like do it now. So I think I would have done that.
Yeah, I think that's super smart. I like the podcast idea too, because really it's, you know, where are the resources? If you don't have anyone in your life that is there to teach you, and I mean, Lord knows we didn't learn about it in school. I learned how to write a check. That's really helping me today.
When people need a check, I'm like, I'm pretty sure my check still had my old address on it.
I had to ask, I forget where I was, where I had to write a check for something. And I had to look at Kevin and I was like, where do I put things? What?
I forgot. I had to write a check because our granite or our countertops, like the granite company that we use, the installer, I wrote it and he was like, I think you forgot like the word 100. I was like, oh. I was like, the line's not long enough for this big of a number. Like,
and are you supposed to write in cursive or can you write it in print now?
I don't know. I always write them in print.
Do you even know cursive anymore?
I think I could write it, but it wouldn't be very pretty. I can only do like hand lettering.
Yeah, I think I do like half cursive now. Interesting. Yeah, I would totally agree with that. I'd also tell myself to travel. Like my very first international trip was my honeymoon. Now, granted, I was very young when I got married. So I was like early 20s, but I didn't go anywhere. At all. Like, I don't even think I went west of the Mississippi until even my like late 20s. Like, I traveled for work and that was the first time like I went to California or even like Texas. Cause every other trip, my family's from New York. So it was just like going up East Coast and then coming back to Georgia or going to Florida for a weekend and that was it. So travel, like, get on the plane. There's so many, I know. Well, I would say there's so many cheap airlines. Fly Delta. If you're in Atlanta, pay the money.
Yeah.
But just go and find a cheap Airbnb or something and have fun. And yeah, there's just so much you learn when you get out and explore, even if it's within the United States.
Don't go to the same place twice. Me and Freddie did that. We went to Mexico like 4 times, Cancun 3 times. I've been to Cancun maybe 4 or 5 times. Like, what a waste. Like, I should have gone anywhere else.
But different resorts, or you went to the same place?
Both. We've been to the same resort twice, 2 or 3 times. And then we've also been to other resorts.
Yeah, don't do that.
But like, just go other places. Like, go to Costa Rica, go to Italy, go to Paris, go to Fiji, go to Thailand, like, go to Switzerland, like, go places. Don't just go to be like, oh, this was so fun, I'm going to come back. No, you don't have time. Go around other places.
Yes.
And there's like really cool travel groups that you can join too. So like, if you're like, who am I going to travel with? Join like a travel group. What else? I feel like there was something else I had for 20s.
I have one more, I think, on my list. And it was don't rush through your 20s. I think I'm probably the only one that did this. But I would tell myself, like, I graduated. So I went to college and I graduated in 3 years. Why? Because I was so excited to get out into the quote unquote real world and be an adult and get a job and grow up. And that, what's that saying? Like, don't grow up, it's a trap. It is. Don't do that. Enjoy your college years so much because you're not going back to that. Like, now it's very unacceptable for me to drink a solo cup from like a hunch punch of something at a frat. Like, I can't do that anymore. I should have done that more.
You could. It would be like, it would be acceptable, but the next day it would not be acceptable and your children would not care.
It would take me 2 weeks to recover, that's for sure. 2 solid weeks.
Yeah.
I would have to tell people I had COVID and that's why I was down for the count. Like, you can't admit that to people either.
Yeah, you just tell people. Yeah, I like that. I like COVID. It's just a good answer. They don't know. Yeah, don't rush. Do not rush through your 20s. You do not get them back. I think just realizing that adults don't have any idea what they're doing. That might be something I could tell my 30-something self too. Because sometimes I look around, I'm like, oh, I'm the adult here. That's me. These children are looking to me to be the adult, I guess.
It's happening more and more too, where I look around, I'm like, I'm the oldest one in this room right now. How did that happen? I was always the youngest. And now it's flipped. And then I have to be responsible. I don't know.
And I also think your 20s is about being who you are, because middle school and high school is apparently about either being the antithesis of Abercrombie or being Abercrombie for Dana. You're just trying to fit in. You're just trying to figure it out. Like, do you fit in with Hot Topic people? Do you fit in with Abercrombie people? Or are you, I don't know.
Yeah, like, who's your clique? Are you Harry Potter?
Yeah. Do you love Gryffindor or whatever it's called? Do you love Frozen? Like, I really love Frozen. I just found that out about myself. I watch the movie and I cry every single time. I've seen it 212 times in the last
Frozen
100 days. Yeah. I never watched that when it was out.
You didn't?
So my kid just got into it. No.
Oh, it's such a good. Have you seen Encanto?
No. I tried to play it and why I didn't like it.
Kristen.
But anyways, so figuring out once you're out of high school, because I feel like you just tried so hard to fit in high school, like your 20s. You can finally figure out who you are, what you like, and you just do those things and it doesn't matter. And like, you figure it out. Apparently, I read somewhere that you are not like fully developed as a person until you're like 25. Did we say that earlier? Did I say that before on this podcast?
I don't know. I've definitely heard that before, but who knows? Because apparently that goldfish comment that I made in like episode 1, not true.
What?
Allie, my friend, she's our fact checker now.
Hey, Allie.
And so anytime we don't know something, we're just going to ask Allie. But yeah, apparently that's not true. They like debunked that in 2015. She sent me a whole article about it. And I was like, I knew there was someone. Son of a bitch.
But yeah, I think just figuring out who you are and like being that person. Anything else exciting for our 20s that you would, the hangovers get worse in your 30s?
I think back to the point of understanding finances, you can make a lot of mistakes in your 20s too, because you actually start making money.
Yeah.
When you have a full-time job. And so investing it wisely, buying real estate, I mean, maybe not in today's market, but when this all clears up a little bit, get ready and spend your money wisely and invest on something that's going to actually give you a return later on. You'll thank yourself.
If you have an itch to do something, do it. Like, if you're like, this is such a great idea, I want to do it. Okay, do it.
Which kind of takes us to our next category, which is What would we tell our startup selves? So us 3.5 years ago.
You go first.
I would say my first one is really digging into the numbers early on and understanding what your return on investment is going to be. So for the effort that you're putting in, for the product that you're buying, for the services you're offering, and if especially if it's a service where you're not selling a physical product, you know, like what's your time worth? Figuring that stuff out early and then actually monitoring it. Because I think, and we've addressed this in earlier episodes too, like we are very much marketing and branding focused. And so I think the accounting side of things doesn't come necessarily naturally to us. Again, we're capable of doing it. We have been doing it. We also bring in people that help us do it. But just paying attention to that a little bit more to understand what your business strategy actually is and what's working and what's not.
I like that. I think just being willing to fail. Because if you're not failing, you're not trying. So I think people think of failure as the opposite of success. But you're going to fail on the way to success.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things I like to reference when I'm talking about this is Babe Ruth. Everyone, hopefully everyone knows who Babe Ruth is. He set a home run record one season, like, I don't know, in the 1920s or something. It's since been broken. But the year that he set the home run record, he also set the strikeout record. He struck out more than anyone else because he was willing to strike out, or that's why he had so many home runs. And like, there are so many famous people that have failed. Michael Jordan, didn't he get cut from like his high school team?
I think so, actually.
He did. He got cut from his high school team. Oprah Winfrey was fired from her first job because they told her she wasn't fit for television. Steve Jobs, he left. He was removed from the first company that he ever started. Albert Einstein wasn't able to speak till he was 4. His teacher said he'd never amount to much. The Beatles were rejected by recording studios because people didn't like their sound and they have no future in show business. I mean, and that's just a couple. Like, I have a whole list of them, but it's just so interesting. Like, you don't hear that part of the story. So I think just being willing to fail. Like, we didn't think too hard about this once we had the idea. We just did it. We didn't like get ready to start. I feel like a lot of people get paralyzed in like getting ready to start. They're like, okay, I'll order a new computer. I will order some business cards. I will make sure my desk is set up and I have the right IKEA furniture and that my collage wall looks good. But like, just start. Like, wherever it is, like, is it the name you need first? Is it the logo after the name? Like, what are you doing? Just do it. Do it anyway. Do it scared and just be ready to just roll with whatever happens.
Yeah, I think that's a great one. Just go. Because yeah, you're never going to be ready. And they said that about kids too, right? Like, you're never going to be ready for the clusterfuck that is parenthood. So just, you know, obviously find someone that will support you through it. You don't want to find some asshole. But when you do find your person, then just go, because you're never going to be 100%. You're never going to have the nursery 100% set up by the time you have that kid. You're never going to have the bank account set up right. You're never going to have all of the clothes washed and ready to go. Like, little stuff like that.
I don't know how many times, like when people are like, you know, trying to get pregnant and they're trying to plan it, they're like, oh, but we have, you know, so-and-so's wedding, so we were going to wait till after that. It's like, just do it. You can go to the wedding sober. It's fine.
Like, I mean, it's not really great, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as fun. The cake tastes better because you can't wait for it because you weren't drinking.
That's true.
But I think just going along with that is when you're going to dive in, I think it can be scary because you don't, Dana, this is yours. Like, we didn't want to like tell everyone at first, right? It was like, let's just do it. And then once we're really famous, then we'll tell people. Or like once we're really successful, then we'll tell people. Just start telling people.
Yeah. I still get in my head about that. So I need to tell myself, not just my startup self, but myself today. Like, the more people you tell, like the people that you surround yourself with generally will be supportive.
Right.
If they're your friends, if they are your family and they generally care about you, they want you to succeed too. And so sharing what you're doing or a new side hustle or a passion project or something of that nature, you're going to get that positive feedback that hopefully will feed and motivate you to keep going. And I think for me, that's a really tough one because I don't talk about myself a ton, which is, you know, ironic since I'm on the podcast now. This is probably the most. So my friends, like, I remember even launching this, like, and talking about it, one of my very good friends, Mandy, she was just like, why did you not tell me you were doing this? Like, I think she might have seen like a social media, or maybe Kevin mentioned it. And she was like, is there a reason why we haven't talked? Like, I spent the whole weekend with you and you didn't say one thing about Craft Happy, about that you were doing this great thing. And I was like, I just don't think about it. And I'm also like, I don't want to necessarily put myself out there without knowing it's going to be a success, because I do, as an Enneagram 3, base so much of like who I am on if I'm achieving something and if I'm just trying it. It's kind of like, hey, I don't want to tell you I'm taking dance lessons until I can nail this dance routine type of idea, right?
That's funny, because like, you don't tell me a lot of things either. Like, I remember when you went to like Vermont for your birthday, Chelsea was like, yeah, so Dana's going on that trip. And I was like, she's going where? And she literally goes, are you being sarcastic? And I'm like, you didn't tell me that. Like, we don't.
Well, maybe that's why everyone thinks I'm their best friend. You said that earlier. Like,
yeah, you do. That's what you do.
It's because I don't really talk about myself that much. Like, the most people know is like, if when I post on social media, it's like, oh, I guess you're in this city, or you're over here, or you're doing this. Like, but again, I think it's obviously some kind of insecurity, and I should probably go to a therapist about it. But
yeah, you're not letting anyone get close to you.
Oh my God, we're getting deep.
Oh my God, we are. I didn't know that was gonna happen. I like it. We'll take that offline.
But I think really, like, keeping things close when you're starting a side hustle or a startup of any kind, all it's doing is hindering your ability to perform. Because if nobody knows about our podcast, nobody is going to listen to it, right? So us being able to share it and post about it on social media, or tell our friends, or, you know, even my mom. Like, my mom didn't even know we were doing this. And I was like, oh, did I not tell you? And then I downloaded it on her phone the other day. So she's some of our listeners.
I don't think I told my mom either.
You didn't tell your mom? Now we're switching it. Now you're the problem. Let's talk about you.
But to that point, people are not thinking about you as much as you think they're thinking about you.
Yeah, that's a high school, that's a 20s, that's a 30s, that's forever.
That's life. Like, just people are not thinking about you as much as you think they are. So if you are not going to do something because you are worried about what other people will think, just stop. And if it's something you want to do, then do it. It doesn't matter what other people think. They're not living your life. They're not signing your checks. Not in your bank account. Like, they don't pay your bills. They don't have your kids. They're just not you. So it doesn't matter what they think anyways. And if, to Dana's point, like, if they think badly of you because you've started a business or started a venture, whatever it might be, then that's really a reflection on them, not a reflection on you. Like, how people treat me is not a reflection on me. It's a reflection on them. And so I think just keeping that in mind.
Absolutely.
Sometimes feel bad for people when they're like that. I'm like, are you just like so unhappy that we're just going to sit here and like cut other people down?
Yeah.
Like, that's silly.
Well, I think it's just a maturity thing. And I think as we get older, we see that and we realize it more. And some people notice that earlier on than others, but it's definitely a very interesting dynamic as we get older and you just start to recognize that in other people. And I just start feeling sad for them now.
Right.
I used to get obviously like really self-conscious. I was like, why don't they like me? What's going on? Like, obviously it's me. What do I need to adjust? How do I need to shift to make the situation better so that they like me and they accept me? And now I'm very much in my mid-30s age.
Yeah, here we are. Just
realizing that, yeah, like, no, it's either a jealousy thing or it's a misunderstanding. Like, they just don't understand. And that's okay. Not everyone has to get what you're doing, which I know when we listen to How I Built This, like, every story starts with that. Like, all of those people, Kristen, that you just listed, like, that's how the story starts. There has to be something that you overcome. And I know early on, we always joked anytime somebody said, you know, no, you can't come to our vendor booth. No, we're not interested in booking this. Or, you know, no, I don't want to be a part of what you're doing. We were just like, add it to the book, because one day we're going to write a book and that's going to be a chapter and we're just going to add to it.
There's a whole book called, I think it's called Go for No. And it's the same like home run strikeout thing. Like, the more no's you get, the more yeses you'll get. So like, for sales.
That's true. That's like sales for sure.
So like, if you get more no's, you'll have more yeses. It's just a numbers game. But yeah.
Well, that leads us to our last and probably brief category of what we would tell our podcast selves for episodes 1 through 6.
I literally wrote on my notes that I don't really have advice for myself 2 weeks ago. Except not saying so I'm not doing very good at that. I also say but and I don't know a lot. And I don't want to say those things.
I know. I think it should be a drinking game. So if Kristen says, you know, but, or I don't know, or I say like, I'm so sorry. And every time I say it now, I hear myself saying it, but I can't stop the word from coming out of my mouth.
Like who you
it's
are.
Like I need a filler and I can't figure out how to rephrase it. I also, at one point I said raking my brain instead of racking my brain. And I lose sleep over that phrase. Nobody said anything about it. You didn't catch it when I said it.
I didn't.
And I'm like, why am I raking my brain? I'm racking my, like.
No, you're racking it.
Right? Yeah.
It's like when you do a misspelling in a story on Instagram and I don't see it till like the next day and I'm like, damn it. It's too late to correct it now. I had a misspelling on my story. Like an idiot.
But I think we would say to ourselves in general, we're going to keep doing this. We're going to try and stay as authentic as possible. We're going to say a lot of more dumb shit. Yeah,
especially as we get out of dry January and we are now drinking again. So,
oh yeah, get ready. Well, this episode will drop mid-February. So this will probably be the last sober episode. Not to say that the other ones will be sloppy. I don't want to get anyone too excited, but there's going to be a lot more likes and I think probably a lot more editing for our poor podcast guy.
Thank God for him, because I don't know how to edit a podcast. So if you are thinking of starting a podcast, that is one thing I would say. Just start it. I think we were thinking about it for so long. We were like, we didn't do it because we didn't know how to logistically do it. It's a very big question mark. So we figured it out. So you can figure it out. I think that's the moral of all of our podcasts and our business in general. Like if we have figured this out, you can figure this out. Like making a chunky blanket.
Yep. Cozy up. And get going.
On that note, we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye. Thanks for listening. Did you have fun? Yes, good answer.
Want more where this came from? Yes, another good answer. Like and subscribe, find us on social at Craft Happy Co. and get extra cozy for the next episode with your own Craft Happy Chunky Blanket Kit. Use promo code TANGLEDUP for 10% off at crafthappyco.com.
Don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Okay, bye.